what in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first. And on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70. The number to call in during this live broadcast is 1-800-858-6582. If you have unlimited long distance or are calling from a cell phone, please use our toll number, 1-559-733-5161. That's 1-559-733-5161. Thank you.
Edition of American Exposé. Boy, I'll tell you, moving along, things are just moving right along. Crazy stuff happening, interesting stuff, highly predictable things happening. I once again, and this is the 25th of August, 2004. Once again, I thumbed through the channels last night, and by all means, here I come across American Candidate again. I come across, and I really don't know the structure of this. I told you I watched it 2 weeks ago, and I watched 45 minutes of it. Joyce Riley won all the votes 2 weeks ago. It just so happened I tuned into it last night, and it was time to vote again in this particular episode. And she's up against, I believe it's Richard Mack. And once again, I'm not paying attention to this at all. But it's the time to vote last night, and she's up against Richard Mack, Joyce Riley is. Once again, she won unanimously. Joyce Riley did. And I'm just telling you that this is so easy to predict at this point in time. She's already won this thing. There's a confidentiality agreement that you can't talk about the outcome of this until it's over with. And so I'm sure she's won this thing, American Candidate. I think she's up against some real squirrely people, not Richard Mack necessarily, but and once again, I did not hear her platform. I did not hear what she was stating. But it's just so obvious to me that she's going to win this because what she said 2 weeks ago, which sounded like Ronald Reagan running for office in 79. Sounds like me. Bring the troops home. Bring the jobs back. You're not going to bring the troops home, people, and Joyce. You're not going to bring the jobs back unless you get out of the UN system. Unless you stop the UN system. Unless you stop the State Department. How's that going to be done? You know, Aaron's here tonight. I'm extremely uptight about doing this anymore because I really don't think there's anyone listening. And I don't think there's anyone that really cares anymore. And maybe I've instilled a thought pattern of negativity to the point where they don't listen. And maybe that's the case. Whatever I do, I try and document so it cannot be disputed. A lot of times I'm very repetitive. And that's just the way it is. When things are in place the way they are, they don't change. But it's a piece of the puzzle that's in place that has to be talked about all the time. And, you know, blaming is not going to get the job done. They've been blaming for centuries. They, meaning the people of the world and of this country. So at this juncture, you know, it would be nice to know if you're there and you want to hear this to continue. I'm just at the point where it just doesn't seem like a logical thing to continue. As I have directions in place, I've got to weld again and produce to survive. And it takes time to do that. It takes money to do that. So I've got to search out a new direction because at this point, I don't think I'm having any kind of effect on the country. I really don't. And certainly at this point in time, there's no need for me to do this. If everything that I've said is instilled in you, why keep doing it? You have people like Joyce Riley up there that you know, I gave all sorts of airtime to when I was on Genesis. Once she got started, after I left them, went to Heritage, which was a complete disaster. And that's where I incurred this gigantic debt with WWCR. As I told them from the start, it had to be listener-supported. And old Adam Locke, he said, yeah, sure, right, mm-hmm. But you signed the contract, you know, when all was over and done with. You signed the contract. You signed the contract. You're responsible for all this money. Well, what did I do? I incurred a $55,000 debt at WWCR. Clay Douglas has incurred a $50,000 debt, I'm told. Other people are in debt to WWCR. Well, I had to come up with $10,000 to settle that one. And I didn't need to get rid of that. I didn't need to do that. I did this for our country back in 2000. I ended up going back to Genesis with Alex Jones having 6 hours a day, my 3 hours at night, that was there before Genesis took over. And everybody just loves Alex Jones. Well, that's fine and dandy. But there was a period of time there when I was on his sixth hour, and that was my first hour, which went to 3 hours later at night. And I'm doing the broadcast, and here Alex Jones is blaring on top of me doing my show. Incompetence is everywhere when you do this. What I'm trying to say is I've done enough. I've done enough for you. I've done enough for everyone. And if this isn't going to work, if this isn't getting anywhere, if we aren't getting any listeners any longer, I'm dropping. I have to drop because there's no point in continuing. And that's just the way I feel about this. This is becoming a burden. And there's no money coming in to help me survive, except Vicky last month, and thank you very much, Vicky. Not acceptable, people. I do this for you. I do this for our country. I know the direction it's turning. I know the direction it's turned. I know what happened in the past to bring us to the point it is. I've got this thing licked inside and out. I know what's being directed right now. I know the FBI considers us in their brochures and information packages that we're the bad guy. They say in here one of these, if you encounter a terrorist, it says the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is attempting to identify criminal activities with domestic terrorists. In this regard, the purpose of this information sheet is to assist in uniformed patrol officers in identifying potential domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism is defined as, it's very simple, and you've probably heard this before, groups or individuals operating entirely inside the U.S., attempting to influence the U.S. government or population to affect political or social change by engaging in criminal activity. Well, speaking is not a criminal activity yet, is it? But I don't want to change. They changed. I want to restore. I want to restore what was there from the beginning. We do not know what it's like to live under our Constitution of the federal government, the federal U.S. Constitution. We don't know what it's like to live under it. We haven't lived under it our entire lives. It was set aside by paperwork, by lawmakers. The war of national emergency has been going on long before September 11, 2001, as most of you realize. But the point is, we see how things are being directed. We see how it's being manipulated. We have Article 6 of the Constitution, which allows treaties to be the supreme law of the land. Well, by the judicial rulings in 1954, the UN Charter has become the supreme law of the land. And there you have it. It can be researched. I have the research here. I could turn around and grab a notebook and pull out that documentation from the congressional record. The Barr Treaty of 1947 put the legal system in the UN system. All this apparatus for instilling where we are today was done in the 40s, including the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, where then that was done December 10th, 1948. And on December 10th, 1998, Clinton signed an executive order, 13107, Implementation of Human Rights Treaties. That continued under Bush today. And it's only going to get worse. The immigration's out of control on purpose. We have no say-so in what can be done. The police can't even ask if you're legal or not. That's because of the UN system. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of dealing with this. Because I have to survive, just like the rest of you. There's expenses. I talked about last night the fact that the paper's complaining that the schools don't have enough funding to screen the school children or young people in the schools for drug testing. So that's just another excuse where they're going to raise property taxes out here. They will continue to raise property taxes. They're continuing to find ways to finance directions. And yet, they tried Terry Nichols, when he was already incarcerated for the rest of his life. The idiots out here tried Terry Nichols in the state case, found him guilty for $3 million. $500,000 in addition to $3 million just for his security. And yet, what a stupid joke. You've got Jaina Davis, or whatever her name is. She's out here in Oklahoma. She's promoting the Middle Eastern connection to this. I don't see how any Middle Eastern connection had bombs in the building that did not go off at the Murrah building in 1995, April 19th. The press covered it right away. There's more bombs in the building. They've been dismantled. They brought them out. They had military specification numbers on them. So, that's just the first one. If there's a Middle Eastern connection, it comes from this country. Get over it. The implementation of that was to vilify militias. Tim McVeigh had very little to do with it. A truck bomb had very little to do with the damage on the building. The columns had to have been wrapped with explosives to be sheared off the way they were sheared off, according to Ben Parton. And that's obvious when you do the research, the little bit of research needed to see that a truck bomb could not have done that damage. Concrete is very strong and structured with rebar. metal rebar. The impossibility of it happening the way the press told us is just so in your face. It's just so obvious. But once again, people buy what they're told. They believe what they're told. They believe going off to Iraq for freedom is the reason they're doing this. But now the International Monetary Fund has control of the oil wealth in Iraq. And Israel is being maneuvered and manipulated, not the people of Israel, not the innocent people of Israel, like the innocent people in this country, but the leadership of that country, Israel, which has been a country since 1948. Actually, it's November 25th, 1947. Is a melting pot for disaster, apparently. Having never been over there, having never tried to understand what's being implemented there, and over here, certainly you can see the implementation processes through all the various administrations that we've grown up with. But you have these melting pots and these created scenarios to bring us to certain situations. And obviously, the Middle East is going to be the ultimate mess. And it's going to create so much disaster and heartache and distress that people are going to just reluctantly give up their freedoms for a one-world dictatorship, which we're engineering in this country into the UN system. The State Department's implementing it. You can see that. Most of you that are listening. But I just don't know how many you are, and I don't think it's worth doing this any longer. I just don't. I don't have any indication that I should continue. And I know I'm repetitive. I know I deal with the documentation. But you've got to increase your numbers. If you don't increase your numbers with documentation to make it to the point where nobody can dispute what you say, then you have a problem. Then you create controversy. Then you create two sides to the situation, a believable side and a non-believable side, an argumentative side. Well, I've been so straightforward with everything I've done, most everything I've done, that it can't be disputed any longer. Nothing can be disputed by what I do. Hardly. We have another Vietnam in the Middle East. You don't know who your enemy is, just like Vietnam. But why should we be entangled in these foreign wars to begin with, which the 20th century was a total smokescreen for a one-world governmental system, for loss of sovereignty, to be part of the UN system. And everything's coming from this country to develop the UN system. As I covered a portion of the social aspects of sustainable development in this country, and I compared it to Vietnam, the last mess, major mess we were in some decades ago. No implementation of this sustainable development at any level in Vietnam. That's because the funding isn't there to do it. It's a poor country. It's a country that's been ravaged by wars. And during our adventure in Vietnam, our allies today, Communist China and the former Soviet Union, Russia, they were arming the North Vietnamese to shoot down our aircraft, to kill our soldiers. It was a waiting war, just like the Korean War. Actually, the Korean War was not a waiting war. Vietnam was a different tactic. The Korean War, we lost 54,000 in just about 2.5 years. We lost 8,000 POWs in that time, too, that never returned. But yet, America has a short memory. They don't care. They'd much rather concentrate on the Olympics. They'd rather watch American Candidate and see Joyce Riley come out smelling like a rose. And I just don't know who she is. I do know one thing for sure. All the airtime I ever gave her and Dave, and that can't be denied, was never returned in kind to me. I had to get upset with her because she never linked my website to hers. Finally, when I left Genesis, she put my website up on hers. But see, that should just be a given. If you understand what's going on here, that should just be a given. And it's not kosher to talk about the United Nations if you're trying to run for office. Or whatever the American candidate is. I just don't know. I've looked at so little of it. And it just so happened that I saw it again last night just for 5 minutes. Just for the damn vote. She won unanimously over, I think, Richard Mack. Now, is she a government operative? My experiences with her are very, very strange. And Dave, very strange. And they have an open invitation to come on this broadcast and defend themselves of what Linda Kennedy has exerted on them. Is that going to happen? Why would they? This is not built up to anything to be anything to be concerned about, this network. Not enough organization. Not enough working together. Not enough communication. I mean, if they wanted to drop this show, fine, drop it. Replace it with something else. But what are you going to replace it with? I mean, there aren't people waiting in line to take my place. This is where I see it all. So, we're the terrorists, and we're not the terrorists right now, because they're dealing with terrorists all over the world. But they're using the word militia everywhere. When a bad side is being promoted on the press, they're militia men. Now, why do you think that's happening? Huh? There's only one reason for it. Eventually, it'll come here. There's a Section 802 definition of domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism defined Section 2331 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended. Once again, Section 2331 of Title 18 and I also see Section 802, so that's under definition of domestic terrorism, and then that's 802, domestic terrorism defined, Section 2331 of Title 18, United States Code is amended. Amended meaning they strike out some and put in more or different. So they say in paragraph 1B, double small I, by striking, by assassination or kidnapping, and inserting by mass destruction, assassination or kidnapping. Then they go number 2 in paragraph 3, by striking and. See, that you've got to have the U.S. Code with you to understand this. You go to number 5, the term domestic terrorism means activities that, A, involve acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States or any state. Then you go to B, appear to be intended. One small I is the next one, to intimidate or coerce a civilian population. Am I trying to coerce our population? Absolutely. I'm trying to let our population know what we're a part of. It's the UN system. It's UN America. That's all there is to it. It's in stone. It isn't changing. It hasn't changed. We lost 54,000 lives in Korea, 8,000 POWs, and traumatized all those that were there for the rest of their lives, including all the wars before that. Every veteran should be given a $100,000 a year pension for the rest of his days. Should have. But no, absolutely not. Mm-mm. Every POW should have a castle. Every Vietnam POW should live in a castle. Bobby Garwood should be given an island to live on with servants for the rest of his life. Robert Russell Garwood. The Garwood Defense Fund is on our website. The Garwood Defense Fund needs to be funded. Is anybody paying attention to that? Nah. Everybody's too wrapped up into their own lives. Everybody's wrapped up into blaming and finding directions and glorifying. I'm pretty fed up, people. You know, I've done this for 8 years. I dropped it for a year and a half because I was fed up then at Genesis. And they give Alex Jones 6 hours because he's such a star. Alex Jones. I, me, Alex Jones. It was too embarrassing to be part of him, part of being a partner with him. They wanted me to be partners with him back in 2000. Trade airtime and things like that. I wouldn't have anything to do with a conceited little young man. He's still a young man. He's still conceited and arrogant. And he still listens to this broadcast. And takes my information and runs with it. In many cases. I'm just telling you the way I see it, the way I've experienced it, and the reason I'm fed up with doing this. There isn't a real direction in place to change things, to restore it the way it should be. And that is certainly a concern of mine at this point. I've got to start welding. I've got to start producing. If you don't produce, you don't succeed. And this is the way it is. I don't see that I'm having any effect any longer for anyone. And most of you that listen and have been listening for a long time, you've heard it all. And how effective are we? If those on the inside running these government agencies for their Federal Reserve debt note dollar, which is electronically transferred into their account, they don't even know who signs their paycheck. If they don't wake up to what they're a part of, like Joe Bannister did, and he was destroyed. Joe Bannister's destroyed. They found ways to financially destroy the man. There's other government whistleblowers that have been destroyed. It's just a sad, sad situation. Now we've got our land being taken away. The property taxes keep going up. The schools are dumbing down our students, and yet they require more and more money for regulation and monitoring. And just like out here in Oklahoma, here they are. They need money to drug test our children in school. They're going to raise the property taxes. Well, there was a law passed, I'm told, that says you can't raise the property taxes more than 5% a year. But that guarantees you the property taxes will be rising 5% every year. Because that's how incompetent the people are here to find the structure and the money to do the program. And yet the children are being dumbed down into ignoration. It's a well set up cage and zoo. Be interesting to get some phone calls. I kind of doubt it. But try.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
This program on FirstAmendmentRadio.com is much more than entertainment. It is more like an information-packed audio magazine delivered direct to you, like any magazine. If you don't want to keep getting it, simply unsubscribe by not listening. But you are listening, so now go to FirstAmendmentRadio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there to make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program. Not only should you subscribe for yourself, but you should give extra to help us spread the message of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Don't do Internet? You can also write us, First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, 93274. 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, T-U-L-A-R-E, California, 93274. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Pam Stegner. Do you want to garden organically, obtain insect control naturally, or care for your pet without harsh chemicals? Biozyme products by Heartland Enterprises are a special blend of living microorganisms and organic substances, providing safe and cost-effective all-natural solutions for the agricultural industry, your home, garden, and lawn care. Organic solutions for lagoons and ponds, even for animals. Biozyme is effective prevention of West Nile disease for both humans and animals. Protect your family from damaging chemicals and disease. Order Biozyme today. Call Heartland Enterprises at 785-628-6435. That's 785-628-6435, or on the web at www.biozymeag.com. That's www.biozymeag.com.
If you can hear my voice, you are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. If you would like to continue hearing these programs, there are several ways that you can help. One, you can make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there. Two, you can sponsor your favorite program with your business advertising dollars, or spend your dollars with those businesses that advertise on your favorite programs. Three, simply call in on live programs and tell them that you are listening on firstamendmentradio.com. Now anyone can do that one. You can find the call-in numbers on our schedule pages at firstamendmentradio.com. And finally, you can call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address, and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
People out there that care, I understand. There's a Steve, and Steven sent me a lot of good information, and I appreciate that. And certainly he's concerned and tries to wake up America the way he can. And that's a blessing. There's a few of us out there that are trying to work together anonymously. And that's fine. And that's important. And, yeah, it's very interesting that this isn't such a popular show. Well, being popular is never what I've tried to do. I've never tried to be popular. I've tried to deal with the facts. And the facts turn to the United Nations. The facts always bring us back to the UN system. The facts always bring us to the State Department implementing the U.S. mission to the United Nations. We're leading the world in implementing the United Nations. Whenever our military goes overseas and does its thing, with NATO involved as well, the UN is always left in place. The Soviet Union was designed the UN Charter with the help of traitors in this country. Anyway, we do have Tim with us, and glad you're still with us, Tim.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if I am or not.
Well, are you feeling pretty bad, I take it?
Pretty rank.
Yeah.
It's something I've never felt like before, I'll put it that way. This stuff that I'm having to take right now is a carcinogen, and it's you can feel it, you know, when it's inside of you, and it the more you take it keeps building up, and it's, you know, 1 minute I feel great, and the next minute I'm puking.
Uh-huh.
And if it wasn't for the nausea part of this, it wouldn't be bad at all.
Uh-huh.
But it's just horrible. You know, it just makes it where you really don't, you can't do nothing.
See, we're victims of the whole system. We're all victims of the whole system. The drugging down process started in the 60s. Well, we were captivated into that.
Absolutely.
We were captivated into doing drugs because of the popularity the press and the people proposed and brought to us during the 60s.
Right.
And in the 80s, cocaine was a popular drug. Cocaine was the designer drug that was to be the answer to all your problems.
That's right.
And so we're victims of that.
Yep.
And so now we pay the price.
Yep.
And so it's been a well-structured and engineered process that we've been a part of, just by living. And so what is the point of having a show and dealing with George Bush, or dealing with John Kerry, or dealing with weird things that, in the meantime, the land's being taken away, and the property taxes are being raised out of sight to where people can't afford to own their homes. I mean, it's perfect. It's the perfect scenario for destruction of a country.
And we're seeing it right before our very eyes.
Yeah.
And no matter how loud we scream or what kind of documented evidence that we provide, we are still just a bunch of kooks.
Right. Because the press doesn't cover any of our information and keeps us captivated with the Olympics and things like that.
And even amongst the Patriot broadcasters, you can go to them and say, look, this is Agenda 21, and it's all over your newspaper every day, right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And they may do one show on it and then never mention it again.
Crazy.
And you know, it's like what were you saying a minute ago? What's the point?
Yeah. You might as well replace this show and just pipe in Alex Jones or Joyce Riley.
Yeah.
Might as well just replace it and pipe them in.
Right.
And go from there.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, it is, I just really wish I felt better because, boy, our country needs us really bad right now, Chris.
Yeah, they do, and I don't know. You know, we're slowly, very incrementally moving to that cashless society. We have the barcodes in place to monitor what we're purchasing.
Everything is done with a debit card or credit card now.
That's right. You can't survive without a credit card.
I had to renew one of my insurance policies, and they told me I had to have either a debit card or a credit card to bind the policy, or I could not bind the policy, period.
Right.
I said, give me your address, and I'll send you a postal money order. Everybody knows that's as good as cash. No, you can't do that.
Right.
It has to be a debit or credit card. In other words, cashless society.
Yeah.
And every store that you go in now, you can use a debit card, which is the same thing as writing a check. It's only electronic and instant. Cashless society. Chris, we're already there. There's just a few dwindling items with the cash that they have left to do that they can't figure out exactly how to take care of.
You couldn't rent a car back in 1984 when I had a girlfriend from Texas here.
Yeah.
And or in California. You could not rent a car without a credit card.
Right. You have to have a credit card to rent a car.
Yeah. And back then, my credit cards were maxed out.
Oh, I can't even get one. That's what's really funny.
Oh, boy.
You know, after all the wives and the good times and hard times I've had in my life, they just won't give me a credit card. I just can't imagine why.
Well, first, yeah, I understand. And most of the listeners do, too.
Yeah.
Because most of the listeners have been in the same boat.
Yep.
They've been in their same situation of dysfunction. There it is. That's the word I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah.
The same situation of dysfunction of the 70s and 80s and 90s and starting in the 60s. So they might as well just stick Alex on, you know, put the genius on.
There's Derry Brownfield talks a whole lot about the agenda. And he promotes the Paragon Foundation a whole lot. And that is one group of individuals that needs to be promoted. And to my knowledge, Derry and, well, when I had my show, I promoted them all the time, but Derry is the only one that promotes these people. And, Chris, these people are the people that go in the courts with these people like Kit Laney and Wayne Hage and Helen Chenoweth. These are the people that get in there and fight. And if they had $1.5 million right now, they could get two more. They've got one case that's won. That's the Hage case. And if they get two more cases that's won, then they can go into the circuit claims court, the court of claims is what it is. And if they get three of these cases that they win, like they've already got the Hage case won, they have two more of them, then they can go with the three cases into that court of claims, and they can win millions and millions against these federal pigs.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, there's somebody out there that could write a check for that and take care of that.
Yes.
It just got the right person that cared about this country enough, you know. Because $1.5 million these days, I mean, to us, it's a mountainous figure, but there's a lot of people out there that just write a check for $1 million.
Uh-huh.
Sure would like to know how to find them.
Yeah, we would, wouldn't we? They're all watching the Olympics right now.
Oh, are you?
No, they are.
Oh, they are.
Those people that have the money and the funds,
I see, yeah.
They're sitting around on their 40-inch TV screens in their big rooms watching the Olympics.
Yeah, probably.
They're watching the ceremonies. They're watching the people win. They're watching the emotion of the Olympics. And certainly we can all understand the devotion it takes to become an Olympian.
Sure.
And whatever you're doing, you've got to dedicate your life to it.
Oh, absolutely.
When you think of that Carly Patterson and all the people that preceded her, it's a full-time job. You have no time for a boyfriend. You have no time for anything but
right.
Your schoolwork and your training. And so now she's got her medal. Now her life is not going to change. But is she ever going to educate herself to what's really going on?
Mm.
Shoot.
She probably has no idea.
No idea at all. And here I see in the paper, dated this 22nd, President praises education agenda, and they're talking about this No Child Left Behind Act. Well, gee, that comes straight out of that chapter of Agenda 21.
Yet on CBS Evening News tonight, they came out with a story about how the Houston school system had inflamed their and manipulated and inflamed their school the test scores to the point where they would even hold some students back to keep them out of the 10th grade so that they wouldn't have to take that certain test that showed the school system was doing perfectly, and they also manipulated the numbers so that they couldn't tell that there were students dropping out, and they manipulated all this stuff and used it as a basis for George Bush's education plan working so well in Texas that he needed to be the president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
This came out tonight that it was all fraudulent figures.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I guess they don't want Bush to be president, do they?
There you go.
And I guess our guns will be gone pretty soon, too.
Well, that's...
With Kerry. I mean, shoot. He's tied in with Feinstein. He's tied in with Schumer. These premier gun advocates, gun takeaway advocates.
You know what I got to say to all of them, don't you?
What? Yeah, well, that doesn't mean a damn thing to them because they've got the power to influence.
Yeah, I know they do.
And that's the problem. All they have to do is pull off another Columbine of some sort, engineer some kind of publicized shooting.
Oh, it's going to happen.
You bet. It's highly... Everything's so predictable now.
Yeah, no. When they get good and ready, they just pull the plug, just like they do every other time.
Yeah, and so what do? They do the same thing they did in Australia, and they'll give you a certain amount of time to turn in your weapon. They'll give you a certain amount of cash for your weapon. And if you don't turn it in a certain amount of time, you're going to be a felon. We're going to be felons for not turning in our guns. And, gee, I've had firearms since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I bought them when I was working in a gun shop as a teenager.
Yeah.
And I still have them. And I haven't done anything wrong.
I'm looking at a picture of me when I was 2.5 years old right now. I'm sitting there playing with a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we had our upbringings about firearms.
I had to shoot from the hip before I could ever aim, Chris.
Well, you just grew up in the wrong century. You needed to be straightening out Billy the Kid and these people that are being glorified today.
Yeah.
And Butch Cassidy.
I can't remember a day when I was a little boy that I didn't have on my six gun, my cowboy hat.
You think of Jesse James.
Yeah, bad.
And you think about the Civil War, or the war between the states. It wasn't a civil war. It was the war between the states. It was state sovereignty. That family was destroyed. He was upset because of the death of his mother and the loss of his property because of that war.
Right.
And that's why he did what he did. Jesse James...
He was a patriot.
Yes. He was like you and me back then. He was upset about what happened, and so what did he do? He went bonkers, and the people in the country, in the various states, knew this and supported him.
He knew back then what Lincoln was all about.
Yeah, well, he certainly knew that the war between the states was something that was all about sovereignty.
Yep.
And the loss of state sovereignty. And at the end of the Civil War, or war between the states, the positioning of the federal flag was above the state flag, which meant that way back then, and the Congressional Medal of Honor, way back then, the upside-down five-pointed star, oh boy, the satanic symbol back then was in place. So, here we are today. We are truly voices in the wilderness, and we truly connect to the dots of loss of sovereignty and the UN system being engineered to do this.
And we know that we live in America.
Yeah.
And that's America spelled with a K.
Yeah. It's
UN America, America.
And maybe it's not exciting radio. Maybe it's not dealing with delving into who's to blame. But it's the facts of the matter that should help to increase our numbers. But it doesn't because it's not promoted. And we have people doing another Vietnam now, and they're coming back in body bags and boxes. Everything's being manipulated as far as the numbers. We really don't know how many people are dying. We don't really know how many people died at the last Pearl Harbor, the September 11, 2001 disaster. And we saw explosions going off in the corners of the buildings to bring them down.
And we know there was a molten puddle of melted steel at the center of the tower. When they finally cleared it all away, there was this puddle of molten cement and steel. It was like a really hot device had brought down the building. And, I mean, it's just, that jet fuel didn't burn down that building. It's plain and simple. I watched it. I watched it blow up and cave in, just like every other demolition has done that I've watched on the television.
Well, think about the building itself. It wasn't construction of wood. It was construction of concrete and rebar and steel.
Right.
They talk about the steel being heated to such an intense degree. Well, the rest of the building was structurally sound. And for it to come down the way it did was a show for us.
Oh, that's exactly what it was.
A terrorist show for us to be traumatized. Another Pearl Harbor. Hopefully to galvanize us just like the Pearl Harbor originally did. To galvanize us to fight the Japs and the Germans. Who actually knew what was going on with communism. And now we're supposed to rally around the flag, boys, for terrorism, which is so loosely defined that we're terrorists. And you know, are we upset about our government? You better believe it, we are. We're uptight about the way things are being engineered because we can see what's happening. We can see how, I mean, come on, look at how dumbed down we were in school.
I had no idea what was going on.
Well,
I was hanging out in the Volkswagen bus with a Gibson SG guitar in the back of it and a Fender Bassman cabinet in the back for the speakers. Having a ball.
And the point is that I didn't, you know, when I was in high school, we're embroiled in Vietnam. We're seeing Vietnam unfold on our TV screens on the news. I'm sitting here saying and thinking, why is this going on? And what kind of future do we have when the strongest military on the face of the earth is being held back, when we go over to Southeast Asia to fight communism, when communism's alive as well 90 miles off the coast of Florida in Cuba? It never made any sense. And so here we are again. Boy.
It's a mess, ain't it?
Yeah, it is a mess, and I just don't know what is going to be the outcome of this for us to continue. It just doesn't seem to wash.
Well, we know what's going on, and I guess we just sit back and watch it because not a whole heck of a lot that we can do about it at this point.
Apparently not.
Except keep blabbing.
Yeah, I suppose.
And these days, most of the time, I'm too sick to even sit up here and read email, so I'm pretty much useless at present.
Well, I hope you get better. I really do. I don't have too many people I can call friend anymore.
Well, you know where I'm at.
Yeah, well, you and I are two pretty well strapped to where we are. That's the sad situation.
Yep.
Strapped to where we are. I mean, shoot. If I left this place, it would be vandalized. And people are desperate out here. That this is why this is the methamphetamine capital of the world, I'm told.
Oh, isn't that comforting?
Rural Oklahoma, methamphetamine capital of the world. Oh boy, I'm in the middle of it.
Oh boy,
I was coaxed into coming out here because this is just the greatest place to be. Well. Where is the better place?
One of these days, your front door will probably be kicked in. They'll accuse you of having a meth lab, and you're a terrorist.
And they'll plant stuff on my property to prove it.
Right.
And I don't know.
We know better.
They're connecting fertilizer to all this stuff and ammonium nitrate and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, I used to use acetone all the time for cleaning paint off things.
Right.
Because it was so efficient.
Right.
Well, acetone is an ingredient for certain purposes, I'm told. And so people look at you weird if you buy acetone.
Huh.
But it's the most efficient way of cleaning paintbrushes. It's the most efficient way, especially paintbrushes that have never been cleaned properly.
Huh.
And acetone is an ingredient that people look at you slant-eyed because it's been promoted by the counterterrorism task forces or whatever they are.
And when they came out with that Patriot Act, it was not going to be used on American citizens.
Yeah.
And every time you look in the paper today, it's, you know, somebody's been arrested for something or another, and it was due to the Patriot Act.
Yeah. And does he have his day in court? Well, he might, and he might not.
Right, he might not. And then everybody, Constitution, the Constitution says this and says that. Hey, there is no Constitution. There hasn't been a Constitution since the Civil War.
Basically.
Okay?
Yeah.
There is no Constitution. They're doing whatever Sam Hill they want to do, and they're going to keep doing it, and we're not going to stop them. Unless we all band together at one time and do something about it.
Yeah.
Fat chance of that happening, my friend.
I'm sorry you're right.
Oh, that's sorry to be negative, but hey, that's the way it is.
Yeah, and I understand totally. And certainly,
people like you and me, what are we going to do? If we could do something, we're so beat up and broken down that.
Yeah.
A lot of good we are.
Yeah, I certainly did my motorcycle thing to escape.
Yeah.
And it was a great escape. It really was. It was. I wouldn't trade it for the world. But boy, I sure took some chances. And if I had that same attitude in Vietnam, I wouldn't be here today.
Right.
I would have fallen on a grenade to save my buddy.
Yep.
And it's just plain and simple. We have these attitudes and thought patterns, and that's what would have happened.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't let me in because I'd already been smashed up too bad on a motorcycle.
Well, I was very lucky to not go in too, just for that reason.
Yeah.
So, blessings there.
Yep. Our two-wheel experience kept us out of Vietnam, I guess.
Well.
Kept us over here into the drug scene.
I appreciate your input, my friend. Okay,
oh,
my
what
friend.
A mess.
I hope you take care of yourself tonight.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
I'll see
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll get going with the second hour, people, and do the best we can to encourage you to do the best you can, I guess. And I enjoyed that conversation I had with Tim.
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives